We also looked into the kind of assays that these investigators are utilizing. And of course, most of them are using some type of NGS. But in terms of defining first-line therapy, it seemed that now that's becoming a little bit of a moving target. In the past, it was kind of EGFR, ALK, ROS1. But now we're starting to see investigators talking about using first-line targeted therapy with the BRAF and MET. Any thoughts about the issue of getting results back of assays like this in time to make a decision for first-line treatment of metastatic disease?
Yeah, so what you're bringing up is the concern or the limitation of some of the more complex NGS assays in terms of turnaround time. So they often might take 2 or 3 weeks to get results, and people don't typically like waiting that long. That's one of the reasons why in our practice, we also have quick assays for EGFR and ALK alterations so that we can get an answer back within a few days. But I think as more targets move into first line, into FDA approval of as first line therapies, I think we're going to see more pressure to have broader quick assays that will give information quickly on these critical, already approved targets. And then later, as a second test, a more comprehensive NGS panel. I think that's the way things are going.